We are very grateful for the opportunity we had to do the East High School.
It links with the social teachings because in the last song it says we're all in this together and that together we go to better places.
It also represents community, the song All of Us Together.
It shows that together we can achieve better things and you can't do everything by yourself, and sometimes it's okay to ask for help or to take part with other people.
I think that it relates a lot to like solidarity and being in a community because we had to all work together to make it as good as it was.
I just want to say that Ricardo is a really good host and he should do this more.
Oh, thank you.
I had help from obviously friends. So Sebastian gave me Spanish lessons on what mucho gusto means and all the Spanish that to say at the start. Sebastian told me what it all meant. So help from him.
What does it mean?
Mucho gusto means you're welcome.
And welcome to Year 6 East High School Musical Insider. I'm Ricardo, and today I'm chatting with the fabulous students of St. Joseph's School about the amazing final production of High School Musical. Get ready for behind-the-scenes stories, favourite moments, and plenty of school spirit. Today, in the studio, we have Jeremiah, Max, Soraya, Athena, and Ava. What role did you play and why did you want that part?
So, I played Ryan in the musical, and the reason why I wanted it was because in every musical I've played like a funny role, because I feel like I'd always like to play an entertaining role that would make people laugh. So yeah, that's my reason for playing the role I played.
How did you feel when you first found out you got cast?
I played Sharpay. I was Sharpay in Act 1. I was very, very, very excited and happy when I had received
the news. The good news, guys!
What was your favourite song or dance number and why?
So my favourite dance was the first one, which was Wildcat Cheer. I really liked it because I think the choreography is really fun and it's a really nice opener for the beginning of the play.
East High School Musical message is be yourself. How did that come through in our production? Jeremiah?
It was quite good because like I didn't think I'd see Max singing and myself singing, so you could see people singing that you wouldn't expect to.
I enjoyed the message that the musical was kind of directing to us, because it shows you that anyone can do what they want to do, which is what we promote in St. Joseph's.
What was the most challenging part of performing? Got your head in the game! Or another fast-paced dance.
I think the hardest part was finding the confidence to like show what you can do in front of such a big crowd of parents and kids the day before.
Thank you for answering, Max. Did you feel like a real theatre kid? What's the experience like?
I really enjoyed being on stage because I've had lots of performances in the past, so I was very grateful to be having such a big role in the musical.
Did you learn anything new about teamwork while preparing for the show?
So with the basketball scene, of course, there's jocks, so you have to work together to achieve things in life.
Good answer. Soraya, do you want to say something?
Well, I discovered that I could actually sing, because I never knew I could before.
Wow. Oh, Athena, you as well? Okay.
I think it really pushed everyone out of their comfort zone. So like Sarai was saying, she had no idea she had a talent of singing. And as Jeremiah was saying, he was able to cooperate with the other jocks. So I think it really helped us to find out what we were good at and what we could actually achieve if we tried to do it.
Tell us about a funny or unexpected moment that happened during rehearsals or backstage.
I was backstage and I had this idea because I was about to do like a dance in my song. And when I did like football training and stuff, they make you do this drill in the like before the match, and I always do it really badly. So I decided to just, and it looked like a kind of sassy walk. So I just decided to do it on the day and to try and like make the crowd laugh. And I thought it was quite funny in the end.
Well, when we were doing the rehearsals in front of the whole school, I remember my handbag went open and then like everything fell out of it. And then my lip gloss came out and then Arian had to pick it up.
I remember when I was trying to do a really serious scene and my phone fell out of my hand and it was like it went really far across the stage and it was really funny.
I also remember when I think it was Henos, he forgot to take his shoes off before he went on stage, so he just had to throw his shoes under the stage. So when I came on backstage, I just saw them alone under the stage and it was so funny. I was there with Sebastian, it was for scene two.
Alyssa's lip gloss was still untouched. How did you manage stage nerves before walking out for your first performance?
So the teacher just said that at the back of the halls there's like a mirror. So Miss Collins said to just look at that and don't look at the crowd because you just get nervous.
For some songs, actors need to perform complicated emotional scenes. How did you find those?
During doing like singing practice, Miss Marshall would make us be really cheesy and sing like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star with like a big smile on your face. And then when it came to the actual show, like you had to be like really, really like show emotion.
What do you love most about being part of a school musical?
I liked all the singing because I really enjoy singing, and I was really happy when High School Musical, East High Musical, was chosen because it has a lot of really nice songs in it.
The best thing that I liked about the musical was at the end of it, like all the parents congratulated me and I felt really good, and Athena's mum was like really nice about it.
Parents congratulating me after, and parents laughing, and I think I did my job really well.
What's something you learned about yourself while being on stage?
That you have to be like quite loud when you're on stage, because when we were doing the key stage ones there was like lots of people making noise. You have to be loud.
Last question, what advice would you give next year's year six to help them shine in future productions? Will do everyone Jeremiah,
don't listen to what other people say about you, because it's what you want to do and not what they want to do. So
very good.
Max, never forget the pre-production McFlurry.
When you're auditioning, don't let like anybody say that someone else is going to get the part, because it could discourage you, but then you get to prove them wrong when you do get the part. So
Athena,
I would say to the other year coming up who are doing the production, don't be afraid to audition for a big part. So if you feel that you have a chance in getting a big part, don't audition for a smaller part, because you'll never know. And also, I know many people that auditioned for one of the main roles but actually got like a semi-main role. So try and audition for like a big role, because you're most likely gonna get an important role in the play.
Ava?
Don't upset Mr. Hogan, and also be good.
Thanks so much to our Year 6 stars for sharing your passion, funny stories and wisdom. Best of luck to all of you in your future performances. Keep breaking through.
Yeah, sing along. Yeah, you really got it.